Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm David Metten. Here's what's happening. What was Tropical Storm Fay may be long gone, but the Jersey Shore is still feeling her after effects. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
Tropical Storm Fay made her presence known along the Jersey Shore. Lieutenant John Tolan with the Margate City Beach Patrol says there was some beach erosion, but no damage to any of the equipment. What's being dealt with now are rip currents, and that's why swimming restrictions are in place this weekend. No one can go into the water past their waist.
We definitely have strong rip currents. The waves are definitely rough with the storm that just passed by. We have some wind involved as well, so we definitely want to make sure that the bathers are staying in front of the lifeguard stands.
He says if you do find yourself stuck in a rip current, you want to swim parallel to the beach. You don't want to try to swim straight in because you'll be most likely fighting a current that is stronger than you. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio.
Delaware officials have appointed the first woman to serve as the superintendent of the state's police force. Delaware State Police Lieutenant Colonel Melissa Zebley has served with the state police for 28 years. She's replacing Colonel Nathaniel McQueen Jr., who retired from the police force to serve as the secretary for the Delaware Department of Safety and Homeland Security. Philadelphia's public schools will confront racism on every level, starting with teacher training and changes in the lesson plan. Details from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
While the national conversation about race plays out, Superintendent William Height says now is the time to combat racism in Philadelphia schools. Not only are district employees receiving anti-racism training, but the curriculum is being rewritten, starting with history courses.
To understand cultures and understand the cultures as it relates to the local area and to Black and multicultural history in a way that it has not been related before.
73% of district students are Black and brown, while two-thirds of teachers are white. The district is forming what it calls an equity coalition to propose policy changes. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.
Food banks and pantries from coast to coast are being pushed to the limit as the pandemic and the subsequent economic downturn continue to take their toll. New Jersey this week came to the aid of a half a dozen food banks throughout the state with $20 million in assistance. That money is coming out of the state share of federal CARES Act funding, aimed to address local needs stemming from the viral spread. Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin has worked for years to deal with food insecurity.
40% of people nowadays, both here in the state and nationally, are people who are receiving food donations for the first time. People who were historically donors are now recipients, and we can't do enough to help alleviate their challenges.
A half a dozen food banks will share in the funding, which should help them get through the remainder of the year. Philadelphia restaurants open for outdoor dining could be doing more in the name of viral protection, according to one industry insider. Here's KYW's Hadas Kuznets.
Ben Fletcher with the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association says he's concerned about the state of outdoor dining in the Philadelphia area.
It just takes a couple people to ruin it for everybody.
And he says while 95% of restaurants seem to be in compliance, some restaurants are not taking all necessary precautions.
Tables that are really close together. Employees not wearing masks. When I see employees not washing hands. And when I see guests walking around without masks on.
He adds right now all sit-down dining is outdoors.
In Philadelphia, if seating is within the thermal envelope of your restaurant, you are inside.
That means if you close the door or window and you can feel air conditioning or heat, your table is in the wrong place. Fletcher says indoor dining is tentatively supposed to start on August 1st, but that depends on whether or not restaurants can handle this phase of opening first. Hadas Kuznets, KYW News Radio.
The historic Colonial Theater in Phoenixville had a soft reopening last weekend. Under Pennsylvania's COVID-19 guidelines, they're hoping to get the word out that they're back. Here's KYW's Mark Abrams.
Bob Trade is marketing director for the nonprofit organization which runs the Colonial.
We thought this is a very good opportunity to see if people want a break.
He says families and individuals wearing masks, of course, told staff they found a comfort level in the precautions inside with seating spread out to ensure social distancing. But Trade says the Colonial board decided it would take the annual Blobfest virtual this weekend because of the large crowds it draws.
Over the course of 2 to 3 days, it's just not safe. And there's no way that we can make sure everybody's wearing a mask if they're on the street. So we decided that the best thing to do was to have it as a virtual event.
The theater, however, will be showing The Empire Strikes Back from the Star Wars series, Marvel's The Black Panther, and Pixar's Inside Out this weekend and through next week. Mark Abrams, KYW News Radio.
That's the All Local presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm David Madden. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.